Right now, you're going to learn something that all the kids learned their first day. When I say, well, I'll let them show it to you first. Everything is possible with God. Everything is possible with God. Get the gist? You put your arms out like you're flying. That's the theme. And then you spin around and say, everything is possible with God. Everything is possible with God. Everything is possible with God. Just don't hit anyone around you. So imagine this. Oh, you can all sit down now. Just watch it. I'm going to say that at least a couple more times. You've got to be ready. If you're not, you all owe me a dollar. Yeah, it's a lot of dollars, isn't it? It's a great idea. So imagine this. All of the adults and teens modeling love for all the kids that came. Teaching the kids Jesus' love and lessons through Scripture and all the other things. And providing food. As you can see, there was lots of food provided for our pantry. That's what happened this week at Vacation Bible School. So, I want everyone who helped out with it, all the adults, all the youth, to stand up. And I'll give you a big round of applause. Everyone give them a big round of applause. Thank you all very much. So, the kids this week mainly learned four things in 4 days with four different learning sections. We really liked fours this week. So right now, for this message, I'm going to illustrate to you kind of what they learned. So there were four stations. The first station was the Wild Blue Bible Adventures, where all the kids learned. I have several funny stories, so we'll get back to some specifics. But where the kids learned, some stories from the Bible in unique ways. There were the All-Star Games, where kids played some games. One of the games you actually saw up there was called Cloud Movers. That was the one where kids put Vaseline on their nose and had to crawl and pick up little pieces of little cotton balls with their noses and move them back and forth. So, it was a lot of fun. There was the Skyline Diner, where the kids had snacks and, you know, all that fun stuff. One of the things they had was a root beer float. I know this because I had Alec bring me one because I was too lazy to get one. And then there was the Imagination Stations, where kids learned a little science, did sort of art things, and one day, just to give you an example, they made bubbles. I don't know how that works. I'm not smart enough. And here are the four things. They learned a different thing every day. They learned, no matter who you are, trust God. No matter where you are, trust God. No matter what people do, trust God. And no matter what happens, trust God. Why did they learn this? Well, it's because of one thing, and it's something everyone faces, discouragement. And there are three things we need to know about discouragement. It's universal. No matter what culture or religion you come from, you can get discouraged. It happens to everyone. It's recurring. Discouragement is one of those things that's gonna come once, it's gonna go away. We've all faced it more than once. And it's contagious. We've all been around someone discouraging, and it's kind of discouraging. I think I saw like 6 spouses look at their significant other just now. So, just to give you an idea. And then 12 more just looked at them. So, just to give you an idea, we need to know that because discouragement, it's natural, but it's under our control. We can deal with discouragement. And we can learn this through partially the story we heard today from the Bible and part of what the kids heard from Wild Blue Bible Adventures. So, during Wild Blue Bible Adventures, the kids learned essentially the week. They did a lot of stuff about the week of Jesus' death and resurrection. So, I want to go through each, who you are. So first we're going to do who you are, trust, no matter who you are, trust God. So, I sit in the back, because essentially what my job was, I came up at the beginning, said some stuff, said some stuff, and then set them off, and at the end I said some stuff, and then I sat down. Right. So in that middle, you were all thinking like, oh, he helped organize this. I didn't help organize this. So in that middle section, I really just sat around for the most part. And so when I was coming back, I wasn't sure what they were doing while the Bible Adventures. I've been to Vacation Bible School before, and most of the time we learned about, you know, things like tax collectors and making bricks and, you know, like the kind of lighthearted stuff, right? And when I learned that they were doing the week of Jesus' death and resurrection, I was like, whoa, that's heavy stuff, isn't it? Like, I couldn't have learned that as a kid. Again, we were learning about tax collectors and brick making. Crucifixion and death, brick making. They're very different things. What amazed me was the kids. They all took it really well, and they all learned a lot. Because you can't understand God unless you understand the story behind Jesus' death and resurrection. So, and the little kids took it great. So, no matter who you are, trust God. And here's a little bit from the story. Can you imagine what it must have been like? Can you imagine what it must have been like to be Peter after Jesus' death? No matter who you are, trust God. Can you imagine what it was like to be him? Jesus essentially called him out about denying him, and then he denied Jesus three times. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be Peter? How hard must it have been to trust God in that moment after you did this awful thing? You denied God, you denied Jesus three times. But we will see a bright point in this, so don't worry. It sounds sad right now, but we're getting there. So, next part, no matter where you are, trust God. In Wild Blue Bible Adventures, the kids did a little exercise where they heard the scene at Gethsemane outside the door, and they had to go around and find clues, like rope and different things about what happened. And one of the kids, this is what I heard, it didn't happen to me, but one of the kids, when they were asked where they were, and they were like, what were you doing? And they were like, we were doing a scavenger hunt. And we were like, where were you? And they were like, we were at the botanical gardens. No matter where you are, trust God. But can you imagine what it was like to be the disciples while they were at Gethsemane and Calvary? If they were at Calvary, can you imagine what it was like to be them, to be there at that moment when they saw Jesus betrayed? How hard it must have been, even though they knew it. He had told them that he was going to be betrayed. But can you imagine how hard it must have been for them to trust God in that moment? Now, again, gets better, but we're not there yet. The third one, no matter what people do, trust God. This is a great story. We all know the story of his crucifixion and death, and the crown of thorns. It was a mockery of him. And during the Wild Blue Bible Adventures, at one point, they got to see a crown of thorns. They got to hold it and see how it was barbed with a bunch of with thorns, and it must have been painful to wear. And at one point, they do questions and they ask questions and. One kid, I'm not going to name names, one kid, every question he would answer with, the owie crown. Right, what happened at Gethsemane? The owie crown. Who is the disciple that betrayed Jesus three times? The owie crown. A question came up, and the question was, have you ever been fishing? A little hand goes up. Yes, I've been fishing, and I caught an owie crown. Right. No matter what people do, trust God. Right. But again, like, look at the disciple situation and compare it side by side. They had to, no matter what people do, look at first Judas. Look at what he did. He betrayed Jesus. And Judas was someone they had trusted. He was their friend. He was their companion. He was one of the disciples. The crucifixion, seeing the soldiers do what they did, Pilate, how he condemned Jesus to death. Seeing all those things must have really shaken and discouraged all of the disciples' beliefs. Now, the last one is, no matter what happens, trust God. And that's an obvious one for the disciples' case, isn't it? Jesus died, and he was their Lord and Savior. And they were discouraged. They were discouraged like we all get. We've all had those times, right? We get depressed or angry or whatever it is. I've had those times. What did the disciples do? They went back to what they were comfortable with, right? They went and fished. They went back to their old lives, essentially. But what happens next? So they go out fishing and they can't catch any fish. And they try to haul it up and there's nothing in it. And then Jesus comes. They don't realize who it is. You've all heard the story. And then they realize it's him. And they go to the shore and they have breakfast with him. We know what happens next in the general sort of way of that. My mother just smiled because I just generalized. We know what happens next, right? The disciples essentially went out and created where we are today. They were discouraged. They were so discouraged because of who they were, because of where they were, because of what people did, and because of what happened. They were discouraged. They went and fished. When before, the previous few years, they had been spreading God's word. But they went back and fished because they couldn't deal with it. And then Jesus came. And he had breakfast with them. And they went out and did this, essentially. They did all of this. And we can learn something from that, because when you trust God, discouragement is nothing. When you trust God, anything, no matter what happens, no matter who you are, and no matter what any of that stuff is, you can trust God. Now, not all of us are going to get Jesus come visiting us, right? That's not totally practical in some senses, but look at it from like a almost a metaphor sort of way. God created us in his image, right? When you trust in people, because we are modeled after God. I mean, look at this. This is my thought. All the parents here sent their kids. This is what Vacation Bible School is. We're people who wear the same colors. We sing and dance together. And we included youth leaders in it to make it seem hip. That sounds like a cult to me. But it's not. It's not, is it? You trusted enough in us to let your kids come and learn from us. And we learn from them. And that's really a beautiful thing. And in the end, you yourself, each and every one of you, was created in God's image. Anytime you question yourself, like, am I a good person? We've all had those questions. Am I good enough? You're discouraged. You aren't trusting God. But that moment, and we've all had these moments too, that moment that you get it, that you're, I can do this. I believe in myself. You're trusting God. So, because everything is possible with God. Well, that was like 3/4 of you. That was average. That's an average, right? That's a C. So, let's go back. So how do we put discouragement under control? What do? We recognize Jesus at the moment of discouragement and disappointment. So, you trust God no matter who you think you are or no matter what you think of yourself. You trust God no matter what people do or say. And you trust God no matter what happens or doesn't happen, and you trust God no matter where you are. And everything will be possible with God.
Everything is possible with God.
Thank you. Amen.
I am so touched by the youth leaders and young adult leaders and the leaders of the older children, mentoring, guiding the younger children. That is definition of the church. No matter where we are, no matter who we are, trust God. I do appreciate it, your trust, especially parents, you trust this church. the leadership to nurture your kid safely. And you did. And our leaders trust each other to carry on the gospel ministry in here. And praise the Lord, it happened. Accepting Jesus Christ during vacation Bible school was not truly the focus of us, and yet it happened. Only way we are offering this vacation Bible school is by trusting God in us, trusting God in the process, trusting God each other in the process together. It happened. I am so thrilled and inspired by the message by coming from the end. He said that he just set it up and sending up and setting up and sending up. He said that casually, but you do not know how awesome way he was teaching and guiding and touching the lives of the young people and older people too, whoever wants to define themselves to be older category. And it was amazing. Our youth, they dedicated their time every week prior to for the month. Every week they got together to learn and try to organize and learn and body motion and songs. And Alec and Marcus, without music. Somehow, unfortunately, this year, we did not have a music suite with us coming with the whole curriculum. By hearing it, they created new music in here. We decided to be more creative, not just buy into the curriculum itself. We made our vacation Bible school to be ours. Our youth, they added their new motion. We call it body worship. Not just singing in the word, but with their whole body, multi-sensory worship, we offer that. And then the drama teams and leaders, they dramatize the scripture. As you heard from Ian said, it is hard to convey the message of the passion journey to the young people. By our drama team, led by Sue and Z and Peggy, they make it everything relevant. It was not scary, but they got to the point that our young kid, a three-year-old boy, that they understood. They understood clearly what Christianity is all about. Through the game, we learned how to be teaming together, how to carry on their lives together. Teamwork was there because of the Christ that we are trusting. Because of Christ we are trusting. That is called the community of a faith, called our Redeemers United Methodist Church. I am so proud of each one of us, including whoever participate or not participate physically, but it's all of us participate together as a community of a faith in this place. I am thankful for all the things that happen and all the things will happen from now on. And just recently, starting coming week, we're going to send off the new mission team to the new location called Joplin under the leadership of the Mary Box. And now is a time for us to invite those people and send them off on our behalf to Joplin to show Christ's love through their contribution to the community. So I would like to invite all people who will be going on a Joplin adult mission this coming week and come forward and over here for the blessing. In the bulletin, there is a blessing on prayers we're going to offer to this team. They are going to the Joplin on behalf of this congregation to show godly love to those people. And then I believe that we have a screen. Am I correct? On the blessing? No? Okay. Then pay attention to the worship bulletin. There is a blessing prayer we're going to offer for this team for the safety and then a godly work they're going to be doing. Let us bless these people together. God, look kindly on your servants, the 2012 Joplin Adult Mission Team. We send them forth as a messengers of salvation and peace, marked with the sign of the cross. Guide their steps with your mighty arm and with the power of your grace, strengthen them in spirit, so that they will not falter through wilderness. Make their works the echo of God's love. Fill the hearts of this mission team with the Holy Spirit, so that becoming all things to all people, they may lead many to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.